Turning Point's UK chapter challenges left-wing government's crocodile tears for Charlie Kirk. By Oliver J.J. Lane on September 11, 2025. Hypocritical British government figures expressing outrage at assassination of Charlie Kirk would have arrested the Conservative activist if he'd been a UK citizen. Turning Point's UK chapter claims as it recalls senior government figures previously decrying Kirk's organization as sinister and xenophobic. Political figures from across Europe rushed to express sympathy for Charlie Kirk and his family in the wake of his assassination in the United States on Wednesday. But Turning Point UK, TPUK, a cadet group of his US organization that Kirk planted in London in 2019, has hit out at what it calls the hypocrisy of censorious leftist lawmakers professing to mourn a key freedom of speech advocate. On Wednesday evening, British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer wrote that "my thoughts this evening are with the loved ones of Charlie Kirk" and asserted that we must all be free to debate openly and freely without fear. The Starmer government has hit the headlines worldwide in recent months for imprisoning Britons for social media use, with UK free speech advocate Toby Young of the Free Speech Union stating the government arrests 30 people a day for speech. A TPUK spokesman told Breitbart News that Starmer's crocodile tears over the martyrdom of Charlie Kirk are incredibly offensive, noting the increasingly censorious atmosphere in Britain. They added, "Had Charlie been a British citizen, two-tier care would have locked him up for his conservative views." TPUK particularly pointed to the record of Starmer's Deputy Prime Minister David Lammy, who previously had to eat his own words on President Trump, who he'd previously called a woman-hating, neo-Nazi sympathizing sociopath, a dangerous clown, and a racist KKK sympathizer, who they say has contributed to the febrile atmosphere against conservatives. Pointing back to when Charlie Kirk visited London in 2019 to launch TPUK alongside figures like Nigel Farage, the TPUK spokesman reminded that Lammy had then called it sinister. TPUK said, "Our Deputy Prime Minister David Lammy branded Charlie and Turning Point as sinister and xenophobic in an unprovoked effort to smear us as extremists. Baseless smears such as these are what radicals regularly use to justify attacking us, and now Charlie is dead. If the Labour Party truly cares about Charlie Kirk, they should proscribe Antifa as a terrorist organization and clamp down on far-left violence. Their hatred has real consequences." In posts to X that remain live, Lammy had written in 2019 in response to a news article reporting the launch of TPUK that sinister forces are taking hold of our country. In another instance, to a news article reporting that some Conservative members of Parliament had expressed support for TPUK that the transformation of the Tories from a centre-right economically conservative party to one that openly promotes hard-right, xenophobic violence just a few years shows what happens when you appease. "We should fight for our values on Brexit and immigration." In earlier remarks directed at the Prime Minister, TPUK had also rejected the left-wing leader's expression of sympathy, stating then, "Other Labour MPs have protested with violent far-left activists who attacked us. The language your party and the wider left uses to describe people like Charlie and us is the reason why we face this violence. Shame on you." TPUK have called a vigil for the memory of Charlie Kirk in central London on Friday evening.